Over the years, agency heads have waged a friendly competition to see whose workforce can raise the most for charity. But Democratic Representative Alan Williams is in no-joking mood after reading the Tallahassee Democrat. It's reporting that private contractor Solex withheld more than half of last year's $900,000 haul for administrative charges.
It really is frustrating. It really deserves the attention of the entire legislature to make sure that this is corrected and it doesn't happen again.
The Department of Management Services claims Solex saved the state $400,000 compared to what its predecessor, the United Way of the Big Bend, charged in 2011. But the United Way administrative charges didn't exceed 22%. United Way of the Big Bend CEO Katrina Rolls says her agency took a $1.2 million hit when it lost the state contract, mostly because it lost easy access to state workers.
When we were no longer the fiscal agents for the state contract, that hurt us. We sustained a $1.2 million decline in contributions and a loss that represented 22% of our community fundraising dollars as a result of that.
Democratic Senator Bill Monfort of Tallahassee doesn't buy the argument that Solex has to do the same work no matter how much workers donate to charity.
It is critically important the percentage that a company would rake off the top. You know, if you look back over the history of the state contributions, state workers throughout the years have reached deep into their pockets.
Solex did not respond to requests for a comment. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.